Welcome back to Trot Radio's Look Back at 2010. I'm Norm Borg. You know, despite all the turmoil, the real stars of our sport continued to shine. Hall of Fame honors went to Mr. Big and A Worthy Lad. Peter Heffering of Terre Haute Stud Farm was inducted, as was four-time O'Brien Award winner, trainer of the legendary Arts Place, Bob McIntosh.
Yeah, it's very humbling. It's some great horsemen in there, and it's I just never dreamt of. It seemed like a real long shot, but it was nice.
And the stars continued to shine.
Rock and roll heaven with the lead. I'm Gorgeous can do nothing but chase. It's all rock and roll heaven winning the Little Brown Jug. 149-2. Equaling his world record performance.
Rock and roll heaven proved that he knew who his daddy is, winning the Little Brown Jug in record-equaling time, equaling, that is, his very own record set that very same day. One More Laugh had the last laugh, winning the Meadowlands Pace. And in the granddaddy of them all, the Hambletonian, it was a massive win for Jimmy Tactor and Ron Pierce.
I mean, the colt was just unbelievably good today. As soon as I got on track, I said, whoa. Different animal, you know.
You win Hambletonian once, you will consider you're lucky, but, you know, I had so many shots, you know, I won a lot of elimination in this race, you know, so win it again, you know, of course, it's put yourself.
The Canadian-owned Muscle Massive will now stand at Hanover Shoe Farm. Here at home, harness racing champions were interwoven into the general sports landscape, taking their place among the highlight makers of 2010.
Kane moves to the outside, spins.
Fortroyer opens up two lengths now, three quarters in 120 and four, the fastest three quarters ever in Cup history.
Oh my, it rattled around, and it kicked on back, and it scores!
Fortroyer has done it again! Another million-dollar Mohawk masterpiece!
Struck him out! Mystician looking to pull off a major shocker in the Metro.
The Giants are world champions!
And he's done it! Mystician wins!
Like any other year, there were some bittersweet moments in 2010. For me, that moment was hearing that we lost Admiral's Express. I say we because the Admiral was truly the people's champion in this people's sport of ours. Since Northern Dancer and just before Some Beat Somewhere, I think it's safe to say that Admiral's Express was one of the most popular figures in Canadian horse racing, period. And with good reason.
And the Gray Gladiator is turning it on by two in the stretch. Canyon Wind, now the earplugs are out, but he's not going to reach the Gray Gladiator. Admiral's Express is a down-the-road winner on Breeders' Crown Night.
Admiral's Express, the gray horse has done it again. The Gray Gladiator, the Gladiator of Greece.
No matter what language, everyone knew who the Gray Gladiator was. Rest well, Admiral. Thanks for the memories. You know, 2010 really wasn't all that gloomy and doomy, or whatever you want to call it. A lot of us in this business tend to take a jaded look at everything, but consider this and how quickly things happen. New legislation has been passed in New Jersey since we recorded part one of this program. It's opened up gaming opportunities to the racetracks there and could go a long way towards saving horse racing in that state. And in Quebec, out of the ashes, racing is slowly beginning to come back. Small boutique meets have been staged by the newly formed Quebec Jockey Club, and they're only the first step. And no matter what happens, good or bad, to those of us who call harness racing our game, we know that nothing can ever take away our passion for this beautiful sport. 2011 will have its own challenges, and just like in years past, the people of harness racing will meet them head on and fight on. It's just what we do. Happy New Year, everybody. See you at the windows.